You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave, I'm going to hit you right between the teeth with this. I read a new report. It was a CNBC article. Wow. A family of four in Utah needs to rake in. Let me turn down my music here. There we go. Rake in $218,000 a year to live comfortably in the Beehive State.
Yuck.
How does that
hit
you?
I mean, that is brutal.
Yuck.
Number one, that number is so high.
You think so?
It's impossible, right? There's plenty of people not making $218,000 that are able to live in Utah. I'm not making $218,000. I live fine here. But I think what it does speak to is the old math of how much you should be paying for your house and your cars and your all of that
going.
Math okay. has got to change. It just has to change.
Why? Because the math ain't mathing for you.
Math ain't mathing.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can break this down a little bit. I did do the math. I'm going to – you take that $218,400 that this smart asset report says that you need to earn to live comfortably, a family of four in Utah. And by the way, I looked at the numbers. It does seem as though there are a lot of families of four here. I thought, this will never fit the Utah model. I mean, it's got to be a family of six or seven, right? No, I mean, it's a lot. It's the statistics are showing that it's four or five is in a family is pretty common here. So this worked. That part of it worked for me. But let's say you lop off. What do you think about 30% goes out the door to taxes right out of the gates on that? So okay. I thought that was pretty fair.
If you're making 218, it's closer to 40, but.
You think it's 40? Okay, so what are you coming in then? About $170,000 a year after taxes? You know, you're remathing my math.
No. I trust your math on your calculator on that
iPhone, that smartphone that you've got over there. No, you don't trust me. You're doing the math. It's what is that? You can't even do the math right.
$87,000 in taxes if you're.
Oh my goodness. So okay, I brought it down to $150,000 after taxes as your take home, because I'm going to say you're going to defray some of those costs because you're going to put some money away in a 401k. You're going to kick the tax can down the road. Okay, so let's just say $150,000 a year. Okay, all right, we good? Good. And then if you take what they have, the formula they use, 50% of it, of that income, will go to your housing costs and your utilities. And I'm going to include, you know, repairs to your house in that as well. And then 30%.
Which most people forget. I have forgotten for years that, like, the repairs, you got to factor that into it.
Then 30% goes to discretionary income. That's going to be stuff like, you know, food. You know, that is kind of discretionary, but you're going to need food. And then 20% is to savings. So I think that's where people are compromising is
Absolutely.
In savings. They're trying to make the math math. And in order to make the math math, they don't save enough money. They discount their savings plan in order to pad their food budget. So I'm going to say that you're going to take $50,000 a year out of that for housing costs. I think it's $3,000 a month is on average what people are spending between utilities, repairs, and their mortgage payment.
Okay, that's $36,000.
And insurance. Yeah. You know, you got to insure that bad boy because if the neighbor next door has dynamite in the backyard.
Has dynamite and blows it up. Okay.
Sorry, that's a real story we've been covering.
Too
that
soon,
this
Deb.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Well, no, I mean, you never know, right? I mean, they said some of the homes in that area might have sustained some damage after they had to explode that dynamite. So I'm going to say $50,000. I think that's a comfortable number to lop off the top of that. So now you're down to what, $100,000 a year? You're going to stick, you know, $20,000-$30,000 in savings, and that's going to leave you in the neighborhood of, you know, maybe $40,000 in discretionary spending. I'm saying with that is. I think 218 ultimately is high. I think that there's no way. I think you can live comfortably in Utah on about $180,000 a year. Honestly. And I think you could live comfortably as a family of four in Utah on $180,000 a year. And you're yelling at the radio because you live on a lot less than that. Well, that's maybe because you bought your home a long time ago and you're in a $1,200 a month house payment. You've been driving that car for 10 years, and so you have no car payment. But you go out and buy a new car now, and your car payment's going to be $600, $700 a month. So I think that this, I think the math on this this report is just, it skews a little high for Utah. I think you could do it on $180,000 a year. But, you know, you're not going to be putting the kids in travel ball. You know, you're not going to be spending $10,000 in a summer to send them off to, you know, camps so they can become, you know, an MLB player one day. You know, you're going to have to live, you know, frugally in a lot of ways. You're going to have to be clipping some coupons on even on that because housing costs are so doggone high right now. And they're going to stay that way.
I think where people are really saving is on their savings. They're not putting away 20%. I think that's where it gets folded in to help supplement the discretionary spending, even perhaps the housing costs, because it's very easy to say, I'll worry about 65 20 years from now, or 40 years from now, or 50 years from now. So I think we're sacrificing our savings and our investments to be able to survive right now.
I think the new normal is this. Both people work. You know, mom and dad both now work. The discussion about having more and more children is getting very real. And so there's a lot of discussions at the dinner table about, you know, how many kids can we ultimately afford to raise? Is it two or four, or is it five? And what does that scenario look like? I don't think it's like let's just go for it. Let's just get married now. Let's caution to the wind. I think that era has passed. I think it has to. Or you're going to go broke.
I think there's some economies of scale that really play in your favor. If you're living single, it's not that much more expensive to be married to. And if you have one child or two or three children, you know, feeding a family of four versus two, it's not that much different. And if you're bringing in two incomes, I think it works really well.
I think you and I think differently about that. I think when you start adding up the costs of family, the kid gets sick, if they have some sort of a situation where they need to go to the hospital a lot, I think there's a lot of other things that factor in. I think when you're looking at a perfectly healthy family of five, maybe, but I think there's a lot of expenses now that, you know, you and I didn't face when we were making these decisions. And families today are faced with the financial circumstance that is, you know, you and I did not face. If you're one of 30 million Americans who have a signed non-compete agreement with your company, stay tuned, because the federal government just voided that agreement. That's next.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.